You're listening to Connecting Faith, and for the next few minutes, we're going to connect with David Bryant to talk about why today is so important. You may not realize it, but today is Ascension Day, coming 40 days after Easter. But in some ways, Ascension may be the most crucial yet most neglected doctrine in the whole of biblical teaching. We want to find out why. David Bryant is formerly minister-at-large with the University Christian Fellowship, president of Conscience of Prayer International. He provides leadership to ChristNow.com and to Proclaim Hope. David, we want to discover why so little attention paid to the Ascension.
Yeah, it's a great question, Neil, and thank you for inviting me to join you today. As I often say, that Jesus had a fourfold revolution. It involved his incarnation, his crucifixion, his resurrection, and his ascension. And it's a fourfold revolution. If you take any one of those away, you really don't have the revolution Jesus has brought, which is not only results in our own salvation, but ultimately in the reclamation of the entire universe before it's over. And the ascension is just as critical in that revolution as the other three. But for whatever reasons, it hasn't been given the focus, the attention in this generation of Christians, the way it was in previous generations. I mean, in the first 1,000 years of the church, Neil, many, many church structures were constructed so there would be some kind of a dome, and then they would always paint in the dome the ascension of Jesus so that every Sunday you came to worship, you were immediately reminded that you're worshiping under the reign of Christ because he's ascended and he sat down on the right hand of the Father. And yet the importance of the ascension goes right back even to the day of Pentecost. When Peter was preaching to the crowd, trying to explain to them what they had just observed as the Spirit had been poured out on the disciples and so on. If you study his sermon, it's basically about the ascension. I mean, he talks about the resurrection. He talks about Jesus being crucified. But his main point is to help them understand that the outpouring of the Spirit, Pentecost, which takes place 10 days after the ascension, he tells us in that sermon that this is the evidence that Jesus is now sitting at the right hand of the Father, that everything is being made his footstool, that God has now made him Lord and Messiah, and that's the essence of the message that was preached on the day of Pentecost. So somehow, deep in the heart of the disciples who had been with Jesus for 3 years and under his tutelage all those years, they had come to the conclusion, and I think rightly so, that the ascension needs high priority in the thinking and teaching of the church. But in the church today, it's rarely heard. And, you know, most churches don't even have a single Sunday in the calendar year set aside to celebrate the ascension the way we commemorate the resurrection, crucifixion, and the incarnation with Christmas and Good Friday and Easter.
You know, you mentioned Peter's message, and know that Psalm 110 was off-quoted, and maybe we should just talk a bit more about that and you know, what this really means for us today, that Christ is seated at the Father's throne.
Well, yes, yeah, Psalm 110 would remind me to say, maybe for all of us to hear this, every one of us, you explore your New Testament, and especially the writings of Paul, but all through, and see how much the ascension, or the implications of the ascension, which is that Jesus is reigning right now, and all of that means, including his high priestly ministry and so on, just see how prevalent that is all through the scriptures, certainly of equal standing with the cross and the resurrection. And one of the evidences of that is, as you mentioned, Psalm 110. Now, if you were a New Testament Christian during the days of the book of Acts, you did not have a New Testament like we do, because it was being written as we go along. So the only Bible the early church had was the first 39 books of our Bible, the Hebrew Bible, what we call the Old Testament. So here you are, you're experiencing this marvelous new movement of the kingdom of God, the spreading of the gospel, the redeeming of the Gentiles, all the things, the miracles coming in the power of the Spirit. And you're asking yourself, what does all of this mean? Well, the only place you can turn is to your Bible, first 39 books of the Old Testament. Out of all of the passages that you could go to, from Genesis through Malachi, to help you understand what's going on right in front of your face, the one passage the New Testament church kept going back to over and over. It's actually quoted or referenced in virtually every book of the New Testament. Jesus turned to it to ratify his own claims to be Lord of all, and that is Psalm 110. It's a very short psalm, but it's all about the ascension. So it's the psalm in familiar words, I think, for many of us. It's the psalm that opens, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand." That's what the ascension's all about. Jesus physically, as one of us, bone of our bone, flesh of our flesh, very God of very God, but very man of very man, he went and sat down at the right hand of the authority of the living God, and he rules and reigns. So it says, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. In other words, the psalm says, if you sit down here, victory is certain. And then it says in the next verse, you will extend your scepter from Zion and rule in the midst of your enemies. And that's exactly what Jesus is doing as he rules in the midst of the nations right now. And then the next verse, and I'll stop with this, there's about 11 verses. Next verse says, your troops will be willing in your day of battle, arrayed in holy majesty from the womb of the dawn. Your youth will come to you like the dew. So in essence, the psalmist says, once God's people realize that God's Son is sitting at the right hand, that he is ruling and reigning, that the victory is sure, that he's already moving toward that victory among the nations, then what that does is inspire us in new ways to offer ourselves to him, you know, to be willing to say, here we are. We want to follow you, arrayed in holy majesty. In other words, clothed in garments of holiness. We want to follow you into this battle. We want to be a part of it with you. We want to share in the victory with you. And to me, Neil, bottom line, the fact that there's not an emphasis on the ascension as we need to have means that there's a level of inspiration in the hearts of God's people that isn't quite where it needs to be. If only we had that vision of Jesus supreme, high and lifted up, name above every name, and what the implications of that are for every dimension of the Christian life.
This is a crucial doctrine. If we understood it and lived it out, it should make a difference in our life. And maybe just say a bit more about that. Jesus was lifted up, but this is an opportunity for us to offer ourselves up, right, in surrender to him as a victorious king.
Yes, absolutely. And not only do Peter says in 1 Peter 3, verse 15, he says, but in your hearts, consecrate Christ as Lord. The word Christ, that's really important to understand. Every time you see the word Christ, that's the title given to Jesus that goes with his ascension. He's the anointed one, the one in whom all God's purposes and promises and prophecies are going to be fulfilled. So Christ is ascension language. When Peter says, therefore, in your hearts, in the very depths of your affections, you consecrate Christ. Now, we want to consecrate ourselves to Christ, for sure, but you consecrate Christ as Lord. In other words, give Jesus his rightful place in your heart in terms of who he is, the ascended and anointed Son of God reigning at the right hand, who is now Lord of all. You've got to, in the depths of your affections, give him that place in your heart, because everything else flows out of that. In fact, and one other thought, and that's, you know, when Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, and then comes these words, but Christ lives in me. What he's saying is that the life of the ascended Lord Jesus, right now, the ascended life, the life that was raised from the dead but also taken into glory, the ascended life can be lived out in my life right here and now. Not only am I crucified with Christ, buried with him, raised with him, Ephesians 2 says I've already been seated with him in heavenly places. I'm with him on his throne every day in my union with him by the Holy Spirit, and through the Spirit, he lives out his ascended life through me and in every situation in which I find myself. And if that doesn't bring inspiration and encouragement to all of us, I can't imagine what would. It's just a glory. And today, on Ascension Day, we can celebrate that wonderful truth about every one of us who belong to Jesus, that he's living his ascended life out through us.
David, it's always good to get inspiration and encouragement from you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
David, I know you've written about this on your website, christnow.com. Just say a bit more about what we'll find there.
Well, there's a lot of things you can find on that site. I won't even try to begin. It's probably the most content-rich site on Christ anywhere on the web, and everything on it is absolutely free, so that's important for everyone to hear. But what I would suggest in light of our conversation just now, Neil, is if you go to christnow.com, you'll see a link right at the top that says blog. Click on that, and it will take you to the whole section with all the blogs. There's probably 2 years of blogs, but the most recent series of blogs that I'm writing is on the Ascension, and the latest one just came out today. And if you go to that link and go into the blog section of the website, you can download that blog or the previous two or keep up with the next ones that are coming, because it's a six-part series where I go into in-depth understanding of what the Ascension is all about. It'd be a great way to follow up our conversation today.
Look for the blog at christnow.com. David Bryant joining us today on Connecting Faith.